Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You're listening to Star Wars Hangout,
the best Star Wars hangout in the galaxy. Hey, Star Wars fans, welcome back to Star Wars Hangout. I'm Ez.
And I'm Lottie.
And first, we're back with Ahsoka, Episode 5, Shadow Warrior. And this was a highly anticipated episode, directed by Dave Filoni. So, it was trippy. It was absolutely wild. There is some crazy, crazy stuff in this. As always, spoilers. We're going to break it all down. This is our quick reaction. We just, we vacated the couch, we got on the microphones, and we're just giving you the raw reaction here. So, let's go to Lottie. What do you think?
I thought this episode was amazing. I loved little Ahsoka. I could have watched 3, 4, 5 episodes just with her and just give me more live action. Because I've never really seen the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
I've seen lots of scenes from it, even like little standalone episodes that you showed me because they were kind of important to the plot.
Right.
I've seen like the last, you know, what was it, 3 episodes with Ahsoka.
Yeah, I think we saw the final season. Yeah.
Yes, and it was so cool to see. Like, I don't know what it was. I just loved seeing her as a little kid, and the actress did great.
Oh. Yeah, killed it.
I loved seeing Jason and him being connected to the Force. That was so great. The Purrgil.
Yeah.
It was all in all. I loved it. I know there was a little bit less action than in the last one.
Yeah.
And I think that's what confused me a little bit about the whole, you know, movie. I don't know how moviegoers or movie theater goers would feel about that.
Right, because this was in the theater. People went to see this in the
theater.
Yeah,
I would be like, I don't know if it would be like a theater episode for me.
Right.
If that makes sense. But otherwise, I thought it was fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was just confused. Yeah, I get what you're saying, because it's sort of like this is sort of a mystical sort of episode. Even though there is lightsaber action, there is a lot of stuff sort of going on. It's just it's slightly different, and there's something going on here. So when I first finished watching this, I sat down here and I said, I need to click back through and figure out the dialogue. I need to figure out exactly what Anakin says to Ahsoka and try to understand that, because at first I just didn't know what was really happening, and it's meant to be that way until you realize where she's at, actually, physically at, where her spirit and her mind are different from where her body is. And so once you understand that a little bit, it makes a lot more sense, and it starts to kind of, you get the lessons that are being learned, and then she has to choose to live.
Yeah.
So anyway, my initial reaction to it was a little mind blowing. It was, I think it's sort of like you're watching Hayden Christensen in there as Anakin, and I just,
yeah,
We had Captain Rex. I mean, we went back to the freaking Clone Wars and Little Ahsoka. Yes. It was everything. It was jam-packed. Like you said, Jason, that was so awesome. Sometimes
loved it.
you see a character like that and you think, all right, that's just going to be one or two cameo shots. They're not going to do a whole lot with Jason or something. No, that would be, and that's what I've seen in the past, I think, sometimes in just different, I don't know, different fandoms or even a little bit in Star Wars where they tease you with something and then you're like, oh, I'm not really going to get a whole lot of that or maybe, you know, right. And then here, boom, no, Jason's like out here meditating over the waters.
He can hear the lightsaber fight, which is apparently just going on in Ahsoka's head, not really in her head, but like
spirit
it's only
realm.
Her mental soul being in the spirit realm who's fighting right now, but he could hear it.
Yes, yes.
Huge.
That is huge. He could actually hear lightsabers, you know, clashing, and he knew something, a battle was taking place. And even if he was just sensing that from Ahsoka in her mind or something, even if he was just hearing that in a way, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
That's so crazy that he heard the battle that was going on in her mind or in her spirit or in her soul to kind of like live on. It just is trippy.
And
absolutely,
I mean,
trippy.
His dad knew Ahsoka and Anakin. Like,
yeah.
I mean, probably Ahsoka better than Anakin, but
there is
definitely a connection.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure there is. Yeah. So let me talk a little bit about like what happens in this episode, just in brief to get us all kind of caught up here. So Sabine's gone. None of the bad guys. Nothing. They're all Baylan, Shin. They're in another.
Which we kind of expected. Yeah.
Right. They're in another galaxy. This is all about Ahsoka. This is sort of her. She fell like Gandalf fell at Khazad Dûm. He fell with the Balrog. Yeah. He is gone, and he actually fell through fire and water actually. And then so she falls into the water. And is battling, struggling, trying to survive, has the choice. You can quit, you can give up, and you can just, almost like you think of like a Harry Potter moment too.
Yeah.
When he goes to Limbo,
almost
and it's
like
sort of like,
surrender.
You have a choice.
Yeah.
Do you surrender? Does your will give up? Does it just stop and then you cease? Or are you going to keep fighting for every little ounce and just stay alive as long as you can? And that's the gist of this episode. And we'll break down everything that Anakin says there. But yeah, there's this search going on, and Hera and Carson Teva are out there, which was awesome, searching through. Hu Yang's there. He's so sad in the beginning of this episode. I told them to stay together, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, so
they never listen, he says.
They never.
Twice or three.
And you know what? He meant that not just for those two. He meant that for like all the way back, I feel like. I feel like he has years of experience and you know, just reflecting on other Jedi that have been lost. And he feels so. It's crazy to think that a droid could feel all of that, that inside of Hu Yang is this, the Jedi Order has almost died, and he's the one saying it's time to begin again, right? Right. It's mind-blowing, and and it was also crazy to see him with Jason Syndulla and walking in, possibly,
know.
You know, can you tell me how to build a lightsaber? Can I train? No, come on.
No.
I mean, it was, just... Just so cool because I want him to be an awesome epic
Me
Jedi.
Me too.
Jedi.
Yeah. Yes.
So anyway, okay, let's just get to the juicy stuff with this then. So Anakin, we get in there. Ahsoka, where we left off. He's saying hello, Snips, and she's like, Master. You know, this is where everyone was wondering, who is this guy? I have a whole theory out there that it would have been like possibly a Mortis connection, and that somebody pulled her into this realm.
Yeah.
There's tons of stuff going around online about what Dave Filoni says this world is, and how you get there, and what it's really mystical. And he says he's not going to define it, and he's not going to necessarily explain it, if that makes sense. So and she's been there too, right? So she's actually been pulled into that realm by Ezra Bridger. So now she's revisiting in her spirit or her soul, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's there. He says, "I'm here to finish your training." And she thinks, I think she says something like, I don't think you have much left to offer. And this is wild because I said to you when he first walked past and you see the scar and you see his face changing constantly, you see his hairstyle changing.
And his eyes
and all this kind of stuff, right? He is there to train her, to finish her training. And some of the things that he says, I didn't quite get it for a second until I realized that she's drowning. She's dying. And everything.
Yeah, her physical body right now is in the water drowning, about to drown. Yeah.
Right. And so everything that he is there to kind of help her work through is to keep her alive, to give her a choice, to keep fighting. And the way he trained her to survive Order 66, you know, yeah. he gave her all these tools and things to be successful. And everything that is in him, he's passing on to her. So and again, yeah. one of the lines he says, like, the battle's not over yet. And so she's battling for her life, right? And this battle is not done. He's always urging her on. There is no quit.
Right.
There's no quit from Anakin. And that's what he did. If you go back in the Clone Wars, you can kind of see when he's, there's a moment where he's training. She's training with the 501st. Rex is there and they're all using like their stun. The blasters are set to stun and she's just going round after round after round.
Yeah.
Fighting against them and they're not going easy. There's a moment where I think Kanan is sort of watching her train. Kanan Jarrus is actually watching Ahsoka train. And the other masters are there and Anakin's like, this is the remotes or nothing. Yeah. No, we're gonna go get Rex.
Oh, was that in Rebels?
That I think was in Tales of the Jedi. Okay. It was one of the they did like one or two.
Yes.
One or two episodes there.
I remember that.
And that's a really cool thing to see because it kind of ties in here about how he's urging her on and what he has been training her for. And it's amazing because he explains that when Obi-Wan trained him, they were peacekeepers. Like from episode one and episode two, they were peacekeepers. The Clone Wars had not broke out yet.
Yeah.
And so he was dealt these cards. Hey, you're going to be a general in the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
And he just had to deal with it. He had to step up. And that's sort of what, that's one of the things that he kind of says to her. Another thing that he said, an interesting line was there's always a price to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Anakin knows that better than anybody else. The prices that he paid, the dark side prices that he paid for something that he never acquired, that you know, like he understood where that took him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be the chosen one and to bring balance to the Force and all the things that happened to him and what he tried to sacrifice to save Padme. Just so many things, like so many prices that he paid. And so for him to say that was wild. And then even goes on to say, Jedi make mistakes and it's okay to make those mistakes and move on.
Yeah.
When we start this whole thing, he's like, you lost. Straight up, Baylan's skull. Oh, you still remember? Good. That's good. There's still a chance for you.
Yeah.
If you're still recalling that fight, you haven't drifted so far out of your mind.
Okay, okay.
You see what I'm saying? There's still hope. There's still hope for you because you can still recall that fight and you're not completely lost to this realm where you're recalling your old master. It's very, I'm trying to think what culture or what mythology or whatever where Dave would be kind of pulling this idea that you're visited in your dreams or in a state of like a fever sickness or when you're fighting through something that is taking you under and you're visited by a spiritual guide.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like imagine, this is wild, but I'm just thinking about like, I don't even know. Back in ancient times when someone was, like fighting the flu and the medicine guys are in there and they're doing all sorts of, who knows, like ancient magic and stuff. And then some spirit individual comes and helps them kind of fight through this process. And it all goes on in their mind. They just laid there in bed, but they had this whole spiritual thing going down that it just feels like that's what Ahsoka is going through.
So do you think that it was it some part of Anakin's spirit who actually visited her, or was it her memory of its spirit that was within her?
Oh, I think that's the whole blurry line thing.
You can't
I think you can't really tell. I do think that it was his spirit. I do see this more as a spirit guide coming to her, and I think even more so it's sort of like Anakin did, air quote, pull her into this realm.
Okay.
And I think there's, again, Dave Filoni's not going to define it. He has an idea. Right. But, and he wants people to speculate and to think, like, you know, take it whatever way you want to take it.
Yeah.
But there's a lesson to be learned here. And in this great time of need, her master came back to her and visited her. We know even at this time, and if you want to think chronological order, he has been redeemed and he's turned back to the light side. So he is a Force ghost out there in some way. And we see him at the end of episode 6, Return of the Jedi. His son, Luke Skywalker, looks and he sees Anakin Skywalker, his father, who has turned back to the light and is a Force ghost and is fully redeemed.
Yeah.
And there's jokes, there's memes out there. It was like, did anybody tell Ahsoka that happened? Did Luke tell Ahsoka, hey, dad, he redeemed himself.
I know you're joking, but thinking about it, honestly, since Luke and Ahsoka have met, and Luke knows that his father was Ahsoka's master, right?
I would hope so. I hope they would talk about that.
But
right.
We don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of crazy.
That's crazy to think about.
So as they're in this fight, or as she's in this fight and he's fighting her and he's trying to get her to push back and to push onward and survive, he starts asking some interesting questions. And one of the things, she's talking about how he's training her and he, you know, she, how, what she wants from him. And they start talking about her being a, like his Padawan. And then he says something about one day when you train your Padawan. And I think he asked her, like, do you even want a Padawan? And to me, that question was, that was her. That was something inside of her that she was already thinking about. Do I really want a Padawan? Do I want Sabine? Do I want this trouble? Do I want this? Can I do this? So, and does Sabine feel that as well? Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where you're facing your demons here a little bit. And when she's, because she's here facing her old master who turned to the dark side.
Yeah.
And that's a demon. She's facing the demon of, like, can I be a master myself and train this Padawan? Do I even want? And then the big one that she is sort of dealing with is her legacy. Baylan Skull really put that in her face, which is, even Hu Yang sort of said that she comes from a line of Jedi, a line of Jedi masters that are unorthodox and that are, there's just that they're, it's a little strained. It's a strained line to kind of come from. And so then you have Anakin coming in here and saying that you are everything that I am. So he says, Ahsoka within you will be everything I am, passing down that knowledge. And then I thought of what Master Yoda says to Luke. Yeah. We are what they grow beyond. And so Anakin, yes, all of his flaws and shortcomings, he acquired everything that Obi-Wan acquired. Obi-Wan acquired that from Qui-Gon, Qui-Gon right. from Dooku, and then Dooku from Yoda, and so on. The line of masters, this legacy. So they mention that. And for her to kind of deal with that, what she thinks of in terms of her place in this legacy, she says, my part in this legacy is one of death and war. That's all she sees herself as, is like this... Like, when it comes to this, and when I think about who I am in terms of that legacy, it's like, I'm in this fight. I don't want to fight anymore. I don't like where we're at. I didn't, this is not what I trained for. Yeah. And so she just sees death and war. And he is teaching her that, Ahsoka, I am everything that my master was before me and him before, you know, like, just, it just keeps right on going back. So, if she's everything her master was before her, and he was everything that his master was before him, and so on, then she is much more than just death and war, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because, do you see what I'm saying? Like, she says, I'm just these two things. And he said, no, everything in me is in you. And everything that's in me is also what was in Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
And so on. So all of this legacy is passed down to you. You are far more than just death and war. And you have a part now to pass on to a Padawan, and you can become much more. And he says, there is hope for you yet at the end. That's the last thing he says. There is hope for you yet.
Yeah.
It's not over. The fight is not over. She is not done. Yeah. We're not ending this here. And I feel like she's... You know, she's faced her master, and she's pulled into the world between worlds by Ezra Bridger, and she would have faced death with him. It feels like death was what the legacy was coming to.
Right.
You know, she's fighting her old master. She's I think it was, Malachor, or wherever they're at, the planet, the Sith Temple, and she's basically killed there. But Ezra pulls her into the world between worlds. So she wrestles with that idea, and what does she sort of have to pass on? And once she understands that all of these things... And all these old masters are in her, and that she is so much more than what she thinks she is just in her lifespan. I don't know how to explain that, but does it make sense?
It makes sense. Well, I just thought about like how traumatized she was after face-to-face meeting Darth Vader, what Anakin became.
Yeah.
And then that adds on to all her entire experience as a kid, growing up in a time of war, becoming a war hero or soldier that she never really wanted to be, and then seeing what her old master became.
Yeah, yes.
And now, that's her demon, right?
Yeah.
Being afraid of being nothing but that. Either you fight what she doesn't want, or you become someone, you know, you go into a direction that's, you know, fall into the hands of the dark side. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
What I'm struggling with, though, is there's still so much missing, that piece from her and Sabine's history that we don't have yet, that would help us understand what exactly she's struggling with her relationship with Sabine as a Padawan. And then also this whole time I have Baylan's words echoing in my head, like, you know, something like, you know no other way, as if he
Oh, yeah.
There's something the Jedi don't understand, or, you know, like her legacy. They don't understand that he sees that there is another way, a different way than just fight. Maybe he meant like then fighting. Maybe actually he said it is inevitable.
Right, that she draws her lightsaber. Yeah.
So I have no idea what he's up to, and it's probably not good, really, but define good, right? So in his eyes, it's probably worth getting after, and like we discussed earlier, he is so determined. He does not trust Morgan at all.
No,
he has lost his faith, so that he doesn't believe in any bigger faith like Morgan. But he still needs to work with her because it's bigger than himself. He believes. So that's why I don't know. I just feel like, what is it? I don't know. It feels like he knows something. He's after something bigger that maybe the Jedi have never considered or seen, or and that Anakin Ahsoka only knows like how to fight, air quote, the bad guys and get that map and just don't let the war happen,
right?
But you don't, maybe she doesn't really understand what's,
yeah, I think she's I get what you're saying, yeah, because it's like he seems to be open to more than the standard, as Hu Yang would say, the standard Jedi protocols and procedures. And she seems to be bound in that box a little bit from her training, but yet she's sort of, you know, I almost felt like in this, what was going to happen is Anakin was going to train her. She's complete. She's full Jedi. I thought he was going to knight her at the end. He was just going to say, rise, you know, Jedi Knight. I mean, she is. She's left the order, but essentially she's a Jedi.
Yeah.
I don't know either really.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What his plan is, or what it is that he's seeking. I don't think it's good, clearly, right? He's not a good guy. Yeah. But the way he's wording things is so enticing, and it's so cleverly worded, just his mannerisms, his behavior. He's so close to being on the light side, but yet a full step in the dark side.
Yeah.
That you're like, I don't know, this guy.
I know.
He, you know, and that's the brilliance of his character. So I'm sort of like, I would follow this guy for a hot second just to see where he goes. I'm not so sure I'd follow him to the end, but I mean, people are like, oh, dang, that's his dark side. No, I just, he is that intriguing, and he definitely was let down as well. He has his own demons that he's facing, and he's not having this moment like Ahsoka,
right,
where he's, he's having to kind of overcome that or reconcile it or face it or whatever. I don't know what his whole backstory is there. But yeah, we're seeing this through Ahsoka's lens. And
yeah. Well, I mean, he probably blame on Ahsoka and Anakin, especially Anakin. You know, his legacy is one of destruction, as if he could have maybe helped prevent all of this happening, but he chose to go to the dark side and, like,
yeah, what does he say?
Let him down.
The one line, something about, like, to you have to kind of destroy to create.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Right?
And so is that, I mean, that's kind of what, I mean, I don't know, what are we creating? What's he trying to create? Yeah. What's his new creation? And who's getting destroyed? I don't know. I mean, because you look at the destruction of the Jedi Order and everything that Palpatine did, and then Anakin helped with that, Order 66, and then, you know, how we know how that kind of plays out. So
yeah,
I don't know really what he's thinking there. But anyway, I just think, so we see Ahsoka come back, and we see her in all white, and we see her just sort of like, they find her right?
Her appearance changes, yes.
Yeah, she is drowning. They do go in there. One of the X-Wing pilots jumps in there and gets her. And we start to see almost like what we saw at the end of the epilogue where Dave Filoni has in Rebels, right? At the end of season 4, we see her go back with the staff, and she's in all white. And so now we see her kind of waking up and given this new life and almost having like a peaceful kind of understand the last thing she gets from because the last time she faced her master, he was in armor and he was a Sith Lord.
Yeah.
So now she has faced him again. He has come. He has visited her, or she has visited him, whatever you want to call it. And he has taught her something. Whether you believe that, people will say, did that really happen? Yeah, it really. I watched it on screen. It happened to her.
Yeah.
She has been. Jason heard it happening. Right.
That's crazy.
Who were you fighting?
Yeah.
Who were you fighting? And so the things that kind of go on there in that spirit realm, they're real, people, okay?
Yeah.
It's real stuff. And I just think it's amazing. So she's back as like a Gandalf, you know.
I mean, you were completely
Gandalf
right.
Gandalf the White.
She was Ahsoka the Gray went in there and Ahsoka the White came out.
Yeah. Leveled up. I mean, she's leveled up, and it's such a cool thing. And she has a peace about her, and I hope that, you know, now she's trusting in things like, I'm going to go out here. And the obvious answer for all of us, I think we were watching this, like, just use the Purrgil. You said this last episode, too, which is just like, why don't we connect with them? And that doesn't come to her until she's sort of calm and at peace.
Yeah.
And before, see, the problem in the last episode, she's telling Sabine there is no way to go get Ezra.
Right.
She did not have the clarity.
Once the map's gone, there's no way.
We have to destroy it. Yeah. All is lost. And no, there is hope for Ahsoka, as Anakin says. There's still hope for her. And if you're willing to look for the way or that difficult, you know, option, I think that's all these stories have taught me is that never quit, never give up. If you are determined enough, there is a way. And not to compromise yourself to take the dark path, you know?
Yeah.
Don't make compromises and say, all right, fine, I guess, like, I don't see the light, I don't see the way forward, and so I'm going to deviate and go down the dark path. Keep persevering on and keep pushing forward, keep fighting and never give up, and there's still hope down the line.
Wait, is that what Anakin was teaching her?
Yeah.
Like, not to go, you know, dark side and not go get involved with that?
I mean, I don't know.
By like showing her what, you know, he...
Could be.
Became.
Could be. You could take it in a lot of different ways. There's a lot of symbolism. There's a lot of imagery going on in that vision and the world between worlds. And just I got to go back and literally watch and hear what he's saying again exactly, like his exact quote. So I tried to write a few of them down because they were just
my mind is racing right now, and I just can't stop watching her. I don't know what it is, but I love that
little Ahsoka,
young Ahsoka.
Yeah. Yep, I know. Yeah. And she's struggling so much with death and war and what's going on. And
she feels guilty. She feels like she led them into death, into their...
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, I know. And then Anakin's trying to help her, you know, become a leader. I think that's one of the things, the quotes that I wrote down, is he's talking to her. Yeah, I'm teaching you how to lead, how to survive.
Yeah.
And to do that, you're going to have to live, not die. That's sort of what he says to her in that moment. So I'm teaching you to lead, how to survive.
Yeah.
And you got to fight on. And whether that's fighting physically or whatever it might be, it's just fighting for what's right and just keep, you know, pressing forward. I don't know.
Yeah.
So
we definitely have to.
Yeah. It is just a cool thing where it's like not cool. She is actually drowning. She's actually drowning and no one can find her. And unless Jason steps out there and tells them to go low, fly low.
Right.
Then they're not going to find her. The sensors are not picking her up. She's in the water. She fell into the water. So, yeah. We were asking questions last episode, like, did she actually die? And she is sort of treading between life and death here. She's drifting in and out. So she's in that realm fighting and getting coached up by Spirit Anakin.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. In the spirit realm, she kind of forgets she just came from the future. Like, she totally is into in her role as that little Padawan slash leader in the war.
Mm-hmm.
And for a second, she forgets that, right? When she asks something, what was it?
Yeah, she's just talking to him about, like, you know, something to do with the Clone Wars. She's explaining where she's at.
And he asks her, do you ever want to have a Padawan? Well, she already has one. Like, she's already older, right? But she kind of, it seems like she forgot, or she's in that moment.
Yeah, she's right lost here. In that moment. That's why he said earlier, oh, you remember, Baylan Skull. There's still a chance.
Yeah.
Keep fighting, right? And then she does seem to sort of drift. As she goes into her journey, she regresses and she goes backwards, right? So she becomes younger and she goes further back to where those deeper memories are maybe troubling her and getting back to the core of the lesson here.
Where it all started, yeah.
Right, yeah. So we go back to the beginning, as he said, and we work through that and we come back full circle. We come back out and then she fights Darth Vader and wrestles with that. And then we're back out and her eyes pop open and she's... wow. I mean... It's just, sorry guys, I just had to rant, just had to just spit some of this out there. There's other cool Easter eggs in this, like Senator Organa is trying to buy them time. You know, so that's Leia, right? She's trying to buy them.
Just one mention of her, yeah.
Right, so there's a little mention there. The New Republic forces come out. They don't know what to make of this. Carson Teva is trying to buy him time. And ultimately, Ahsoka, she'll connect with Purgle and she'll get her answers. Oh. I love how she says, she's like, I have no idea where we're going.
Yes, I love that too. I feel like Purgle... have this effect on you like Jasper from Twilight, where they calm you down and they make you feel small and but somehow safe, and whenever they show up you just feel like everything.
Yeah, all I know is Jonah in the Bible did not want to be, I don't know how he was dealing with being in the way. This is a story where he's swallowed up by a whale for 3 days.
Spit
out on land. I was like, I don't know if I want to go in there, but these are nice space whales. And
And they didn't go down to the stomach.
Yeah, just that's in like the mouth. We're just Pinocchio right there. Reference. Right. Yeah. So we're still, we can be easily spit out, I guess. I don't know. So, I mean, she does it though. She connects with them and they're going somewhere and she's sort of trusting in the Force, right? Mm-hmm. The Force is my ally and it's a powerful ally.
Right.
So that's what she's leaning into more than anything versus like, it's almost like she's, I don't know how to explain it. You have to give up something a little bit. She's,
absolutely. Control. Yes. Yeah, that's right. What she was struggling with in the Clone Wars. You can't control how many people die there. You try to protect everyone, but you can't.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah. And then Anakin's kind of explaining like, this is, I don't have the quote, but it's sort of like, these are the cards we're dealt. I was raised a peacemaker.
Right.
Right. And now I'm a warrior. Mm. And I have to, this is what I have to do to kind of, even though they're all being manipulated and stuff like that, that's not the... when it comes right down to just what he was supposed to do and how he was trying to survive and save people's lives and all that kind of stuff, there's a lot of good that he tried to do.
I guess just, like, yeah, she... Sorry. Were you...
No, I mean, that's it. I mean, it's...
It is... I mean, to her, it was a huge betrayal. It was... The war they were fighting was basically... Like, help me if I get this right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But that was... a betrayal, right? It was fake. It was not, well,
it was
fake,
set up,
but it was set up.
Yeah.
And the very person who set it up, that's who Anakin decides to support, kind of, because he falls to the dark side. But what a huge betrayal to Ahsoka. And that's really the trauma she had to work through, is her entire childhood was war.
Yeah.
And then her master, her leader, follows that person who set up that war.
Yeah. Yep, that traumatized her and that she had to deal with, and that
and she lost her, what am I fighting for even when the people I trust most?
Yeah, the clone troopers, same thing. What were they fighting for? The separatists, you know, same sort of thing. People would hear Dooku and they're kind of like, I actually kind of understand where Dooku's coming from. And he had different agendas versus Darth Sidious, but he's ultimately working for Sidious, but just for a time, and then he's going to try to betray him, and they're all trying to get something from that big bad guy, and then they're like, don't worry, I'm going to wash my hands clean of this and step aside.
Yeah.
And that's just not how it works. That's the lesson there, is that don't soil your hands with those type of people. Do not go down the dark path, okay? Yeah. Yoda says it. It will forever dominate your destiny.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I'm just...
Can I ask you one last question?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so... there's so many different ways we could have gone in that realm. And I was wondering, was that what you expected? Or
how they got there?
Yeah. And how they got there and what happened in that. World Between Worlds this episode. And
that's not at all what I thought was going to happen.
What do you think?
Not at all. I thought she was being pulled in there for some devious purpose. I did think there was a lesson to be learned. I thought for sure she was going in there to learn a lesson, but I thought maybe someone like the son or whoever. I thought she was actually physically like pulled in the flesh, pulled into that world, and was not in the water drowning. Once I saw that, I understood the quotes, and I understood that this is the same thing as I'd said earlier in the episode, like a sickness, a thing that you're fighting. And it's sort of, she's drifted out of her conscious mind and she's in there in the spirit realm fighting. Yeah. I mean, I did not think that's how you, I don't know if she was actually in the World Between Worlds, if sense.
Okay,
I think
this
was all going on as a place that she could kind of visit because she was, just because she had this, she had experienced
because
it before.
Because she's already been there.
She's already been there, and then so her mind kind of conjures this as a place that I could go and re-experience things. So I'm not even so sure she really went there, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
But this is all something that she was fighting, and it, because otherwise I don't understand the mechanisms of it, and Dave's not ever going to explain it necessarily. Not so sure we'll ever get back in there physically in the flesh like Ezra and Ahsoka did, and I just think this is something she's playing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know what other people think about it. I'm interested to see what other people's theories and thoughts are because it was...
definitely one of those things where last episode you said you love when answers raise more questions.
Mm-hmm.
And it was definitely one of those cases where they do a good job at making you want to watch all of it right now.
Yeah. Yeah. They do. I just think the best thing about it was that Anakin is sort of saying, you're not just like... there's almost a redemption in this in that like... our legacy, all these other people like beyond us, right? Like they, all the lessons learned and the experiences, they passed those on to us. And as Yoda says, the burden of the master is for, is that we are what that student will grow beyond.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, so she is the student and then she will be the master. And so she's going to pass on those lessons that have been, that have come down to her, all of that knowledge and all those different things. She's not just, you know, death and destruction or whatever. She's more than that.
Yeah.
And Anakin says, I'm much more than that.
Yes.
And when he says he's more than that, he's referring to his past and then who he became.
Right.
And then she's also like her story is not over yet. It's not finished.
Yeah.
And it's not written. And that's for everybody out there, the way. That's for all of you listening. Like it's not over. It ain't over till it's over. I say sometimes. And it's just like, keep going, keep pushing forward and keep like seeking higher ground, keep I don't know, evolving, whatever it is, like just growth.
Yeah. Yes.
Positive growth. And I feel like that's what he was urging her for. He was also just trying to keep her alive and stuff, but also recognizing that, like, you know, if you're dealt those circumstances in life that are harsh and horrible and terrible, like you're more than that. And you're don't let that just sort of purely define you. Move on. Move beyond it.
Yes. And it's also a little bit about being more than just your legacy. Like you said, it's you're your own person.
Yeah,
it's a little bit like, you know, Avatar Last Airbender, how you are reincarnated this Avatar person and you have many, many past lives, but you're also your own person with your own values and friends and relationships. And so what she says, I think one or two episodes before this, to Hu Yang is, I don't need Sabine to be a Jedi. I need Sabine to be herself.
Yeah.
And I think that's also what she needs to learn more. Like, you be Ahsoka, be yourself. Don't just think you are your legacy, all your previous masters, or just a soldier in the Clone Wars.
Exactly. It is more about growth than it is, like, I think for Anakin and for some of this, it's sort of, he is reflecting on all these previous masters and that he is all of the, he is all of them. And so there's sort of this, like, you go backwards, but then it's also sort of like he's urging her forward at the same time.
Yeah.
And
make your own path.
Right. And sorry, guys. That's probably the most like all over the place ramblings I've ever
it's just
done.
So much...
It's just the episode was so
crazy.
Different
and we
just
than
gave
we
you
expected.
The raw reaction. Nothing scripted here.
Food for your brain.
Yeah. Definitely. So I don't know. I loved it though. I loved all the stuff with Jason Syndulla. I thought it was really cool. And I really think I'm excited now to see where we're going. We have three episodes left, I think. So it was five. So we have six, seven, eight. And we'll just kind of to see where this goes. I feel like in three episodes, we haven't seen Thrawn.
I know, right? I'm ready to see either Thrawn or Ezra.
Yeah. Well, I think the only thing we've seen in the trailer is just him on the ship. We've just seen Thrawn like on Morgan's ship. And I don't know if we've seen anything else. We definitely haven't seen Ezra. And it's, yeah. Sabine and Ahsoka were starting to come back together, and they did stay together for a time. And I feel like what Sabine tried to do there was save the day and told her, go on, don't worry, I've got this by myself. Mm-hmm. And they, like Hu Yang said, they didn't, you know, they separated. And Anakin's talking about her and her past, or her Padawan, and who she thinks she is. And then, so I feel like there's going to be them kind of in unison together, working together more when she gets there. There's going to be some working through things. I think Baylan backstory, still has sort of, though, I think he's still got kind of a, I don't know, like he got a really good dig in there on Ahsoka and what happened with Mandalore. We don't know anything about that.
That's,
and that
seems
it's a big rift between them.
I think we're going to learn about this in this season, because I feel like if they carry that to the next season, it's going to be this, you know, time between where no one remembers what was going on between Sabine and Ahsoka.
Yeah.
So I think they will have to resolve that or explain that a little bit, at least, this scene.
Right.
For sure.
Okay, friends. Well, hey, that is, we could, there's more for sure. It's just late for us. We got to get up early. I'm going to have Cameron back on, good friend Cameron coming in on Thursday. So if you have transmissions, hit us up, Master Arna, hit us up. I've got some transmissions and thoughts from him from last week. I'm going to see if any of those are still kind of relevant moving forward, because we just sort of stuck right there in the World Between Worlds and with Ahsoka.
Yeah.
We didn't move very far in terms of this episode. It was just all right here and all in the spirit realm.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all this spiritual kind of journey and survival and everything was sort of happening in Ahsoka's head. And as Dumbledore would say, why does that mean that it wouldn't be real? It's definitely real.
Yeah, I mean, Jason heard it.
Jason heard it all going on out there. If any of those things apply, Master Andrew as well also sent us in some good stuff too. So thank you guys for doing that. And I'm going to try to get like an episode up yesterday for you guys real quick. But I'm going to go through those and see if those still apply. And if you guys have thoughts, Cameron and I can break those down. I had Hoth Hangout on last week, and so I wanted to just give them the full time just to kind of share their thoughts. And by the way, that was a great collaboration. If you guys get a chance to go over and check out Ben and Joey over at Hoth Hangout, great guys, and had a blast just talking with them. But we'll have Cameron back on. I think after that I might have my good buddy Lane on from Up Talking Tolkien. We're going to see if he's been keeping up with Ahsoka. And we've got a few other guests kind of lined up that we'll see. If they've been keeping up here and what their thoughts are on Ahsoka. But I'm having a blast watching it. I enjoy it. We've been waiting all afternoon for this, and got some good food. We got some work done around the house, and it just, I'm tripped out. I'm watching Ahsoka right now out of the corner of my eye, like wake up without her headpiece on, and she's changed.
Yep.
She's changed. So welcome back, Lady Tom. All right, friends. Hey, thank you guys so much. Send us those transmissions, StarWarsHangout77@gmail.com or over on the Instagram, either at Womper_2M or at StarWarsHangout77. We appreciate you guys. You guys are amazing. And as always, may the Force be with you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.